Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Detroit Sunday Morning News and Information Podcast, produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. The Sunday Morning team is here, well, at least two of us, and let's just go straight to Chaplain Kathy from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the other member that's on the Sunday morning team. I didn't get the name. I'm going to assume that it's Kimberly Bachelor Davis. I'm just making that assumption. I don't know. I could be wrong.
But yes, shout out to Kimberly Bachelor Davis is here. Thank you, Chaplain, for making that introduction for her. Podcaster, author, speaker. Good morning. And our lifestyle editor, Kimberly Bachelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And thank you, Bishop Kathy, for that wonderful introduction. And good morning, Detroit. And let me say shout out to the missionary, Hattie Humphrey, this morning.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking about her a little bit, too, this morning. Political analyst, home care advocate, and our political analyst here at the program, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the Sunday morning team. Good morning to the amazing missionary, Hattie Humphrey, and to everyone in the city of Detroit.
And in studio here in Southfield with me, Nurse Nikki. She's going to be talking to you in a few minutes with some helpful information. So we are raring to go, and what a beautiful day. I can't wait to listen to our weather report this morning. So we've got news and weather and commentaries on the Sunday morning team. We'll be right back after this message.
Everybody ready? That's right, come on. Let's let him know how much we love him. He's been good. He's kept us through a pandemic, from danger seen and unseen. That's why we love him. Let's go.
I love you, Lord, I love you.
It's a member of the Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosreality@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I'm so glad you're here. Sunday morning team is here. Nurse Nikki is here, too. And Nurse Nikki, I've been kind of hoping that you would be a regular feature on the show, especially now that some of us are getting older and we cannot keep, you know, maybe I'm speaking for myself, but we can't keep eating and drinking the same way we did when we were like 18, 19, 20. At some point, we're going to have a, you know, my doctor told me last year, what do I have for breakfast? And I said coffee and donuts and pastries and apple fritters and all that stuff. He said, no, no, Mike, no, shut it down. You know, oatmeal, you know, hot cereal, stuff like that, cornflakes, get away from all that sugar stuff. So this morning, Nurse Nikki, you have some things that you may suggest for us because we've got to, you know, and a lot of people my age and on this healthy tip, I'm like, who are you? You know?
Yeah, you know, it's not just older people right now. The way that the diet trends are going, the younger people are really going to have to start paying attention to what they're taking in. I mean, kids. You know, even several years ago, I read articles about how three-year-olds are developing plaque in their arteries based on their diet and lifestyle. So, you know, it's something that everyone needs to pay attention to. And, you know, we talked about it before. You know, what are we putting into our bodies? What type of fresh fruits and vegetables are we putting in? Are we eating, like you said, you know, sugar-coated, you know, junk for breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the pancakes, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Like milk and eggs.
Toppings.
But, you know, the whipped cream the kids like to put on there and the syrup and, you know, all this stuff. So, you know, it's not a healthy start to the day to just load your body with sugar. You know, so, like, today I had fresh fruit and vegetable juice that I squeezed yesterday through a juicer, you know. And so eating more of foods that are alive and unprocessed, you know, and haven't been killed off yet. So those are some things we really need to start taking a look at. Because what's happening is our bodies are in a inflamed state, a lot of inflammation in the body. So the foods that we're taking in and in activity and the way that we breathe. The way that we breathe. So, you know, some things to really consider. One, yes, is diet and exercise. And then the third one I will always continue to mention is the mindset.
The way that we breathe. What's that about?
The way that we breathe. You know, so a lot of us breathe shallow. We don't take in deep breaths. You know, and breathing actually helps to outsize your body. So your kidneys are working hard to balance out the acidity in your body. Your lungs are working at it. But we don't breathe in good enough. So if you take a couple of deep breaths, really deep breaths in and out fast, you may feel a little bit dizzy, and that's because your body is becoming a bit more alkaline really quickly. And so when we breathe deeply in and out, you give your body that fresh air, which every cell in your body needs that air to come into their body to actually give us life. You know, the one thing we do with basic life support is first, airway breathing, circulation. So it's your airway open to get that breath to circulate through your body.
Okay.
So breathing is a really, really big deal in how we breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are some things that we do. And I like to use herbs. Now, when we talk about herbs and herbalism, a lot of people start to think, oh, well, you know, those are just specialized plants and things like that. Well, actually, every fruit and vegetable and tree that is out there is considered an herb, and it's used for food. So when you're using herbs, it's not just some specialized, you know, tincture or something special that you get in a health food store. You need to look at all of your fruits and vegetables as herbs, and what are you taking in? So some things I like to do every day is I have a special blend of tinctures that I use, and it's from a company called Wisdom Therapeutics Herbal Therapy. And those are some ways that I get my herbs in for medicinal purposes. You know, and so there's several different blends that I use personally, and I took an herbal class as well, and I have some things that I made. But we need to look at those things as well, because a lot of people don't like to take pills. They don't like to take vitamins. They don't like to take, these different syrups and things like that, and they don't like to juice. And so taking herbal tinctures is one way to get some very valuable herbs in the herbs into your body and all the different properties that they bring in that help people to heal and get better. And so that's just something that I use, several different blends that are available. And I'm not, really marked. I'm just telling you some things that I do, because it's just a drop of oil under my tongue right in my medicine cabinet, and I do that every morning. And it's real easy, And so those are some things that I do to help out. And I would definitely recommend, taking a look at the different herbal tinctures if you don't like to take different vitamins and things like that. Because sometimes those vitamins make us nauseated. You have to make sure you're doing an empty stomach and become a whole big regimen. You could take an herbal tincture and just kind of take a dropper and drop it in your tea or your coffee, and it's real easy and simple to take.
So do we have, any products that you can, there's a link or we can call or a website or something like that?
Oh, definitely. I have my website, nursenicky.com, NURSENICKY.com. I do have some of the herbal tinctures featured on my page. As far as there's Metalos, there's Cellulite, there's Wisdomint, just different products that are available. One thing in particular that may interest women is the hot flashes that women have as they go through the menopause or the perimenopause phase of life. And so it's a product called Lady Pause, which really helps support women with the different symptoms, the hot flashes and, different things like that women go through. It's a trying time of life for women as they transition over into the older years. So that's a really good one. There's another one called Metalos, which actually helps your body to burn fat, helps to reshape your body, very mild. I like it. I like to take it at night because it also helps you to sleep. It helps your body produce its natural melatonin. So you're not taking a melatonin product, but you have something that helps your body secrete melatonin. And sleep is a very essential part of anyone's health plan. So if you're working to improve your health, you have to address your sleep patterns and how well you're sleeping. So my website is nursenicky.com, NURSENICKY.com. And also you can find me on Facebook under Nurse Nicky as well.
Great. Thank you so much. That is something that, yes, we all have to do now, and that is live, eat, and be healthy and well. Let me welcome another member. Matter of fact, this member of the Sunday Morning Team is the featured team member this month, Minister Smith, pastor, gospel artist. Good morning, Minister Smith. Randall Smith.
Good morning, everyone. I'm overwhelmed right now. Last night
so
was awesome.
I know one of the reasons why you're overwhelmed and overjoyed, because you've got new members joining. You've got services coming up. Your next service is right here at Northwestern and Evergreen on April 15th. Tell us a little about that, Pastor.
I shed some tears last night. I lost my son. I'm hurt.
Sorry to hear that. That's right. We were talking about that yesterday, Minister Smith, when, good things happen and bad things happen, and that's when you need God to hold on to at a time like this.
Yeah. But back to, just keep me in prayer, but back to that, listen, Sunday Morning Kim, I love you all. Y'all are so special to me. I appreciate you. And Dr. Van Tool, you already know. But Sunday, April 15th is a special day. We have our grand
Saturday.
Opening. Yeah, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Saturday, yes. And so shout out to my main man, Devontae. Dante, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Dante, forgive Pastor. I'm excited, but he's so excited. He's going to go forth and he's going to carry on services. So looking for a magnificent time. And then last evening, real quick, last night I was at a gospel cafe. Come to find out my music director is, he works for the Floaters. So now he's yours truly's music director. So look for videos and all this kind of stuff. I don't know.
All right. Don't forget us when you blow up.
By the way, she wants to meet with you. Want to meet with the Sunday morning team because she wants to bring you all over there.
All right. Bring her on. We're here. We're ready. Thanks for that great update. And we are sorry for the loss of your son, Dr. Smith. Sorry. Really sorry about that. But, you know.
When you get some time, sir, I need to speak with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think.
Love everybody. Love all my sisters. Love y'all.
Love you too, brother. And my deepest condolences to you and your family.
Yeah.
Same here.
Praying for you.
Yes, for sure. And remember what the word says, that death holds no sorrow that God can't heal. God's healing that thing right now. He's healing that thing right now. He's healing that hurt. He's healing that pain. He's sending it back to the pit where it came from right now. Amen.
That's right. That's right. And all right. We will be right back with news and weather right after this message.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we know.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
All right, evangelist, minister from Greater Pentecostal, it's the great evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team. How's everyone doing this morning?
Good morning.
How are you?
The whole team is here. I tell you, this is what a beautiful morning. Our healthy person, Nurse Nikki, is here in the studio, and we've got the entire Sunday morning team on the line this morning. Oh, what a beautiful show it is this morning. Thank you so much for being a part of this, the Sunday morning team. Former President Donald Trump, indicted by a New York grand jury, has thrust the nation into an uncharted political, legal, and historical waters and raised a slew of questions about how the criminal unfold. This is the first time in American history that a president or former president has been indicted. He will be arrested and fingerprinted on Tuesday. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has been investigating Trump in connection to his alleged role in a hush money payment scheme and cover-up involving adult film star Stormy Daniels that dates back to the 2016 presidential election. There are about 30 counts in this, and it's related to business fraud. and it remains under seal. It will be released Tuesday. Manhattan is bracing for crowds of agitators. The former president is expected to be arraigned in criminal court on Tuesday. It, as you can recall, it was about $130,000 that was paid to Stormy Daniels so that she can keep quiet. And the Trump organization authorized payments totaling $420,000 to cover this whole scheme involving the tabloid. So it's going to be interesting. There's some things that are going to come out with that. Remember when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that he was going to kick Disney out and Florida was going to take over and he don't have time for all this? Well, the may or may not be over. The new board, handpicked by Governor DeSantis to oversee exit from running their community, that whole thing may come crumbling down. The agreement was quietly approved on February 8th to give Disney back the power that it had for another 30 years. So they kind of outsmarted Ron DeSantis. Disney would maintain control over its vast footprint in Central Florida for 30 years. And in some cases, the board will not be able to take any significant action without getting approval from Disney. So a lot of big talking by the governor of Florida. And I'm glad they outsmarted him because, you know, all he's doing, and those of us who follow politics, there's a few of you here on the team, know that he's positioning himself to run for president, and you throw all these dog whistles, you throw out all this stuff, and you know the reason he doesn't like Disney is because Disney says that they are inclusive and want to be fair with black, white, LGBTQ, all that, you know, and so that's where that's where he comes into opposition with Disney, and that's what this is all about. So great,
absolutely.
They are smart. And Disney's been doing a great job taking care of the streets and infrastructure down in Florida. How many of y'all have been down to Orlando and see how clean the streets are and how they take care of the properties all around? That's what Disney's been doing, and now DeSantis wanted to take that over. You know the state's not going to be able to handle it as well as Disney. So that's what that's all about. All right. You know, a Michigan father was killed in front of his children when crossing the freeway. This was in near Grand Rapids. A Michigan father was struck and killed by a car when crossing the lanes of a freeway after his car ran out of gas. Michigan State Police say the incident happened Thursday in Grand Rapids on U.S. 31. And got to be really careful. Says that the Grand Rapids man had two of his children in the car when he left to go get gas and pulled over on the far right shoulder. Grand Rapids troopers were on the scene of the fatal car and pedestrian crash at US 131 in Wealthy Street. The driver of a disabled vehicle, this is another report, attempted to walk across the highway when he was struck by another northbound vehicle. You've got to be really careful when you even telegraph 8 miles. I know that some people think that they could start walking, and I know that y'all have seen it. People start walking across the street, and those cars are moving much faster than you can run. And people aren't paying attention. People are not paying attention. Yeah. They're doing all sorts of stuff. You know, they're texting. They're changing the stations. They're putting lipstick on.
Could we just for a moment, could that not have been just a humanistic error? Could it have just not been? We would like to think that because you have to know that everyone knows that those cars on the freeway go faster than the cars that's on the local road. So could there have not been a humanistic era in which it's just like somebody running out in front of a deer? You know what I'm saying? You know, so I just want to say if we could just focus on our mind and take away the negative look on it, whereas was the driver distracted or whatnot. And I think that it would help more for us to understand why these things are happening if we start looking at it more so that there are humanistic errors that occur that could cause somebody their life. I just want to add that.
That's true, Chaplain. That is so true. Before we get to weather, I did want to say again, I appreciate my Sunday morning team, but I also appreciate my Leukemia Lymphoma Society team, too. And guess what? The Sunday morning team is about 5 or 6. The LLS team is about, 20. So I want to thank Chaplain Kathy for coming to my reception down at Sinbad's Thursday? The days go by so fast. Or Wednesday, yeah. Thank you, Chaplain, for coming in and being part of the team. As you, some of you know that I'm an ambassador for Myoma Link, which is to help raise awareness in the Black community that these blood cancers are higher, the rates are higher in the Black community. And then I've also been tapped to be a visionary for LLS, and that is part of their 2023 marketing and fundraising campaign, and there are about 20 people on that team. So I just say thank you to you all. And those great pictures you took, Chaplain.
Oh, bless you. Yes, sir. Bless you.
We had a great
time. Did you get the video? I sent some videos as well.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. By the way, I'm joined in the studio by Harriet Cosby. She is the owner of Money Strategies, a financial services company here in Southfield. Good morning, Harriet. And we're going to hear from you a little bit later because we wanted, you know, tell us about your business and what you do and all that stuff. Now that you're here. And I was talking to Mrs. Van Tool about Sunday morning. She said, Michael, you should just have a studio and have a studio audience and bring the Sunday morning team back. But I miss you guys in person. You know, Chaplain, to be on the Praise Network in the studio in every Sunday morning. And I hope things get better, and they are better and better, so that we can be back in the studio. I'm gonna have to upgrade my equipment and get one of those $1,000 podcast systems, so that I can handle like 5 or 6 people at a time. So that's why we gotta sell some more advertising.
I like that idea. I'm in the studio, and we have a studio audience. I like that, and right here in the city of Detroit, right in the city of Detroit, where the Sunday morning team keep it real. I'm going to say trio for the Sunday morning team. Trio, T-R-E-A-L. We keep it trio. And I think that would be a great idea and great opportunity for us to look at that and ask God to bless us with that opportunity to have a live studio right in the city of Detroit. I don't want nobody else take our idea, because it ain't going to work.
We're going to move it forward this year. We're going to upgrade this year. All right. Thank you, Chaplain. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what's the weather going to be like today and the rest of the week?
So I'm going to need some help on this weather report. I'm hoping that my Sunday morning team, especially Mrs. Kathy, will assist me. So currently right now, as you look out your window, it's bright and sunny. Yeah. It's currently 32 degrees. Today, we are expecting partly cloudy skies with a high of 46. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 61 degrees.
Ooh,
with a low of 61 degrees. On Tuesday, more scattered showers with a high of 55 degrees a low of 51. Wednesday, we expect thunderstorms with a high of 70 degrees, and a low of 39 on Thursday. We'll have mostly sunny skies with a high of 49 and a low of 32. And on Friday, partly cloudy skies will return again with a high of 51 and a low of 34. And on Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 53 and a low of 42. And that's the weather.
Captain Kathy, I miss the weather.
That is amazing. Thank you for that amazing week of nice warm weather.
I had to give a whole ride, man. You hear me? You know, I just get the preachers that just, and I don't care what you say on Thursday, they got somebody back there just taking them for the ride. You hear me? So
okay. Captain Kathy is live this morning. All right. Look, I want to hear from the Sunday morning team. Let's go down the list. Our political analyst, home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. Go right ahead, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael, and thank you. Good morning again to all the Sunday morning team, and good morning to Nurse Nikki. It's always a pleasure to have you in the team because you bring information that just, you know, helps everybody, especially myself being an older woman. I love listening to your tips and all your medical advice on what to do to get our bodies and our minds right and our spirits as well. So thank you, Nurse Nikki, for all the amazing information you gave us this morning. And welcome to the other new guests that came in to join the team this morning as well. Good morning to you, ladies.
Dr. Karen is in the studio this morning, too. I apologize. I wanted to say Karen, but I thought I heard him say that. So thank you for reiterating that for me. And Harriet Cosby's here, too. So we got three in studio this morning.
Good morning, Harriet. Actually, that's my nickname. I don't know why she – yeah, it is, because people call me that, and actually Henrietta, but some years ago my name was changed to Harriet, and that's what people call me moving forward. So, hi, Harriet.
Yep. How are you?
I am good. So, Michael, you mentioned about Donald Trump indictment. I wanted to tap in a little bit on that. I wanted to just say, with all of that going on, I want everyone to pay attention to that. We are going into another election year next year, and we need to start paying attention to all the things that's going on right now and not be distracted by all we – I mean, when I say distracted, stay informed on the issues that's happening, but don't be distracted by all of the rhetoric and back and forth from the Republicans and his team of Trump publicans who is trying to keep him in that race, because it's all leading down to him trying to, you know, stay in this presidential race for next year.
Yeah.
Because they are building. They are building a very strong base right now, this very moment. They started building the moment he lost that election. So I want everyone to make sure you stay in tune to what's going on, but also stay focused on the needs of your community and make sure you stay in contact with your community as far as having conversations around what their needs are. Because eventually Donald Trump is either going to be indicted or he's going to walk free. Let's be clear. It's going to two things are going to happen.
He's either going to be indicted or he's going to walk free. Yep. Well, on Tuesday, he's going to be arrested. He's going to be fingerprinted and charged with about 30 counts. So, so he's... And they're bracing in Manhattan for, you know, all the MAGA people to act up.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all a
ploy. And is that just New York? Is Georgia coming, too?
Exactly.
Oh, it's a lot of people coming up. Yeah.
So it's definitely something to keep an eye on, and we want to make sure that we pay attention to it to make sure we know what the outcome is so we can have those conversations with our community. But we also got to stay focused on who are we going to choose as our next president for next year, because all of this is coming up starting, you know, people are getting ready. They're having the conversations right around January of 2024, maybe even a little bit before, but definitely around January up until the point of the election. We need to make sure we are following who's trying to take this next seat. Is Biden going to run again? We need to make sure to find out if that's going to be our next choice. And if not, who is going to be the better choice to run our country and be leadership in Washington for our community? So we definitely want to make sure we stay real strong in those places so that we can make great choices on choosing the leadership that's best for us. And hopefully, you know, the Donald Trump situation will get rectified. He goes to jail or whatever he needs to go. Like, you know, he's not above the law. So we need to make sure we keep everything in perspective and also keep our eyes on how we're going to vote and how are we going to conversate around what's best for us, our families, and our communities.
Yes, and if
also,
he's convicted,
I want to mention too, Michael,
I don't think he's going to be able to run for president either.
Yeah, but that should make him ineligible. But
right,
once
right.
you're indicted, you
yep.
should not have – I mean, when he got indicted, I think that should have made him ineligible right at that moment. Like, you're being indicted. You're about to possibly face jail. So that should pull him off the ballot, like, right there. You know, as a person who ran for city council years ago, if you had any type of criminal anything, you couldn't run. Like, you can't run for these seats if you're facing criminal charges. Like, I don't see how he was able to even get on the – or get into the race or to be considered,
right.
being that he had all of this under his belt prior to the indictment. That should have made him ineligible. Even if he was acquitted or whatever, he should have still been ineligible for the fact that it came across and he was in that pool of, you know, possibly being, you know, indicted or going to jail. And now that he is indicted, I think that it should just automatically, you know, ineligibilize him so he can try to run. So we'll see how that works out.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Henrietta. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So I would just want to add one last point to what Henrietta said. And thank you, Henrietta, for that update, because it is very important. We do need to pay attention to this. It is very important for everyone to remember this is just an indictment. It is not a conviction.
Mm-hmm.
It does not
mm-hmm.
automatically put him in jail. It just means
mm-hmm.
that someone said he did something bad. Now they have
mm-hmm.
the task of proving that he did something bad.
Yep. Got
the
yep.
issue is
mm-hmm.
right, and the
hey,
issue is
man.
Not just paying hush money. It's what
mm-hmm.
money did he use? Did he use
mm-hmm.
money from his campaign fund to actually
mm-hmm.
do that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what is the thing. And so
mm-hmm.
in America, unfortunately, you have to be convicted. It can't just be, well, if you're indicted, oh, you must have done something wrong, because this is America.
Right.
We're supposed to consider you innocent until you're proven guilty, regardless of all the things that we've seen with Donald Trump. And God knows we've seen lots. So I just want to make sure that people understand and remember that. And then as we watch these other states bring forth charges, they're going to have to do the same. They're going to have to prove to him, because remember, his privilege
mm-hmm.
allowed him to schedule when he was going to be arrested and how
yep.
he would
yep.
be arrested.
Yep.
You know, you do something.
Kimberly, they would have just came and got me.
Yes. Exactly. Me too, Michael.
You
nobody
know,
would have said,
just,
well, let's have your attorney.
Up in my driveway.
Right,
yeah, listen,
right.
Listen.
Michael would have called Johnny and said, Johnny, can you arrange the stuff for us? And Johnny would have been like, I can't do nothing for y'all. Y'all broke the law. You
yeah. Exactly.
And I know in my
listen.
House, they were just like, he's here.
Yep.
Hey, Mike.
Too,
he's here. He's down in the basement.
Mike, I'm glad that the sister said that, because I'm glad she said that, because if anybody remember, they told him that he had to turn himself in Friday,
mm-hmm.
but Secret
mm-hmm.
Service called and said he ain't gonna be there. Don't even. And
mm-hmm.
I tripled.
Mm-hmm.
I, so you the privilege. It's privilege that got
yeah,
him right there.
Privilege.
But you said the perfect thing right there. There's a where is the presumption of innocence until proven
yeah.
guilty? It's not to defend
yeah.
him, but it's just
right.
to say that these laws and rules, there's a lot of people that go to prisons and they find out 30 years later that they were innocent. So there has
That's
to be,
right.
we have to look at this thing, again, not necessarily in the negative, but look in this sense, look at what's proper. And what's
we,
fair
we
and what's equal
get
to everybody.
No respect. One time I was driving down Wyoming, and it was like, I guess the speed limit was like 25 or 30, and I was doing like 50. And I saw the patrol car up front, And he, all he did was get out the car and wave me over. And I was like, can you turn the siren on or something, or do the lights or something, you know, but just don't. It made me feel like a wimp. I mean, he just got out the car and he saw me coming and he just waved me over. He didn't even waste time trying to turn on the siren or nothing. I just wanted to just turn it on once so that, you know, just give me some respect, you know? I wasn't going to speed off or anything, but at least, like, don't just get out and wave me over, you know, do something else. All right, anyway, you got anything else, Kimberly?
I did. I have a feel-good story, and I'll be really short.
You need that right now.
Participating in group sports. So this is a healthy tip. So hopefully the healthy team that's in the studio will agree with me. Participating in group sports can offset high stress and contribute to academic competence during challenges. A new study found that having an active sporting hobby offset stress and contributed to academic competence even during the COVID-19 lockdown. The effect was calculated during the so-called 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and the researchers believe the observed effect was robust enough to be applicable in future periods of societal disruption. Researchers at the University of Waterloo found that participation in activities such as fitness classes and drop-in sports before the pandemic was linked to lower levels of stress and higher levels of perceived confidence to handle challenges that came about. The study used factor and regression analysis based on self-reported responses from 116 students active in campus recreational sports at two time points, January 2020 before the pandemic and April 2020 after the lockdown. Our findings suggest that the impact of campus recreational activities on reducing stress went beyond the obvious physical health benefits and contributed to overall well-being even down the line, says Stephen Mock, a researcher in the Department of Recreation and Leisure Studies. It's possible that students who had learned how to deal with challenges and losses in the context of sport and recreational activities developed key skills such as adaptability that helped them manage with pandemic-related setbacks. We have a president, and that was Teddy Roosevelt, who was a leading proponent of campus sports. Born a sickly child with asthma, his father told him he would have to build himself a body since God had given him a weak one. Roosevelt became an accomplished collegiate boxer and wrestler, activities he continued to partake in routinely even after entering the White House. He praised the development of sports in university and was delighted to hear his children have taken it up. He said, "I always believe in going hard at everything, whether it is Latin, mathematics, boxing, or football," the president wrote in a letter to his son. So it is, again, it is important to eat healthy, but also to move our bodies and exercise.
Yes, that's so important. That sports and music. And I hate when budgets run out. Those are the two first things to go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The first things to go are usually the sports and music. Thanks for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews from Greater Pentecostal, let's bring it all together this morning. Go ahead, Evangelist.
Oh, my goodness. So much has been said this morning. So much happening in our world.
Interesting.
Today. Very, very interesting. Thank you, Kimberly, for your feel-good story. And greetings to the in-studio guests. I had a thought this morning, and it was regarding, you guys remember Jericho, the Battle of Jericho? And you remember how the spies were sent in? And when they went in and came back with their report, the initial spies, the 10 spies, they came back with their report, and they talked about how there were giants in the land, and they talked about the fact that they were like grasshoppers. They were tiny. They were small in the eyes of these giants. But then there were two spies, Joshua and Caleb, which my son just happened to be named Caleb. There were the two spies that went in, and you know the story, like Rahab hit them and all of that, and, you know, when we come back, we'll save your home, put the red scarlet red rope in the windows, that way we'll know and all of that. But what I wanted to talk about is don't quit because it looks challenging or because it looks like something larger than what you can handle. The two spies that went into Rahab's house, she told them the story that she had heard about Israel and what God had done for Israel. So she let them know that the giants were afraid of the armies of Israel. Your enemies are afraid of what you can really do in the earth. That's why challenges come up against you or, you know, things come to try to cause fear and discouragement and distraction because you have the Lord on your side. So when you're faced with the next move for your life, because your promise is on the other side. Jericho was promised to them. So when you're faced with the next decision in your life, the next move for your life, remember that whatever obstacle is before you has heard about what your God can do. So you have to walk in the power and the authority of the Most High to accomplish what you are supposed to accomplish in the earth because it was promised to you. So I just want to encourage somebody today and say, do not quit. Your promises are on the other side of Jericho. So that's my thought this morning.
I knew one of the Bible scholars was going to bring it around this morning. Y'all know I'm a poet, not a preacher, and I'm not a Bible scholar, and I don't know all these verses like y'all do.
He read it again.
I don't know all the Bible scripture like y'all know, you know, but I know that the Bible, I think it talks about spies a few times, you know, in Joshua.
Give us some examples.
Give us a snippet.
I like how you slid it right on in there. Come on, Michael.
I just think that I think in Numbers chapter 13 it talks about some spies. I don't know because I'm not a Bible scholar, but I could be wrong.
You know.
You just gave us a scripture. You need to read it.
But thank you.
Pull up. Because you have all ways you can pull that scripture up.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Appreciate that, evangelist. All I say is Numbers chapter 13. That's all.
That's where it is. 12
more spies. But anyway, we got about 13 minutes left, and we got a lot to do. I got a studio audience, and I got a few people that want to say hello this morning. Chaplain Kathy, you're up.
Y'all see how he said that before I came on so I could just work with that time. Y'all see how I did that? I'm going to keep it short and sweet to you. We need the devil.
We only got a minute.
All right, the devil cannot scream on command. Stop giving the devil access to your tongue. That is your praise. Amen. When you start praying, he say, when praises go up, I wish I had a small piece of help on here. Blessings come down. All you need is a little praise.
Did you and evangelist collaborate on this?
Yes, when she said that, it set my soul on fire. Everything that was said started to flame.
It sparked the flame,
but she set me on fire. You see, because I just what I was going to make mention, she had already set it up. And I tell you, the devil cannot scream on command. Stop giving him access to your tongue. Your tongue is your praise. God bless you to all the listeners. And thank you to the Studio Justice here today.
Wow. Amen. What a program this morning.
Amen.
I tell you, I'm enjoying this. I'm having church already, and I'm supposed to be going to church a little bit later. So I'm going to have like two church services because this is going to count as one right now between Evangelist Christy and Chaplain Kathy. Wow. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Harriet Cosby from Money Strategies, and we're going to hear from Dr. Karen right after these messages.
He's a member of the Real Team.
We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him.
We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is...
All right, we're back. Just got a few minutes. Thank you for listening to the show this morning. The Sunday Morning Team is here. We've had a lively conversation. We got in-studio guests now. Of course, Nurse Nikki is here, and you heard from her earlier. Harriet Cosby from Money Strategies is here. Good morning, Harriet.
How are you, Mike?
Great, great. So thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about your financial services company.
Okay, Money Strategies and Associates. We're located in Oak Park, and we help clients accumulate and distribute their portfolios in the best tax manner. And we also have insurance, investments, medical, and of course, you know, even though January the 1st through March the 31st is over as far as also any time of the year through Priority Health, they have a 5-star program in which you can change your information and change your carrier. Also, we have wills, trusts, power of attorneys. It's so important, even if you're married, to get a power of attorney, the wills and trusts to stay out of probate. And we also have long-term care. Now, one of the things that I was at a panel discussion a couple of days ago, and Medicare, the redetermination, because the state did not do anything for the last 2 years as far as redetermination letters, it's a possibility that 50 to 80% of people on Medicare, if they do not go and respond to that letter, will be off of Medicaid. So it's very important for your loved ones that you have them call and fill out that redetermined letter. And the last thing I'd like to know, did you know that Wayne State University have 2 tuition-free programs? Give them a call. And my number is 248-796-1609. That's 248-796-1609. Last thing, NACA, N-A-C-A, for people who don't want to pay closing costs, who don't want to pay down payments, regardless of your credit, NACA.com. Go there. April the 22nd, they're having an online 4-hour workshop. NACA. Thank you, Mike.
Great. Thank you so much. Valuable information. Appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to, you know, having you back on at some time soon. Dr. Karen is here. I just want to have Dr. Karen just come and just say hello and what she does.
I was kind enough to be on Harriet Cosby's program a couple weeks ago, and they were both there and had a great time, and we were talking about some of the things. But Dr. Karen is here. Good morning, Dr. Karen. Thanks for sitting in on the Michael Van Tool Show this morning.
And good morning, Mike. It's such a pleasure to be here with everyone. Basically, I'm a representative of the M. Douglas Johnson Group, LLC. Services that we provide are for persons that are currently in business. It might need some retooling or restructuring. We'll come in and we'll do a business analysis and assist you with coming in to say, okay, maybe we need to make these changes or maybe we need to make some deletion. Also, we work with individuals who are interested in starting a business and want to go into business for themselves. So we can offer those services for the existing customer or a new customer. And the number where we can be reached is 248-205-0215. And we're also located in Southfield, Michigan. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day.
Great, Dr. Karen. And we're all close. We're all right around here in Southfield. That makes it, that's great, like family. All right. Thank you, Dr. Karen.
My pleasure.
All right. The Sunday morning team is here. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Chaplain Kathy. I want to thank Evangelist Christy Lasker Andrews, Henrietta Ivy, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, Reverend Dr. Randall Smith. Thank you guys, and I hope you have a great Sunday today. I think I see Chaplain Kathy just got dropped off the line, but I see you came back for the end, for the ending. Yes, Chaplain.
Yes, sir.
Yes, great. Well, thank you guys. Have a great Sunday today, and God bless you, and we'll see you next Sunday. Oh, Easter. Next Sunday is Resurrection Day.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I hope you guys see my flyer. I hope you guys see my flyer I posted for the event.
Yes.
What is it about? Captain, we got three minutes. Tell us about it.
It's a pre-Easter event that Men Supporting Men, it's a men's group that we're putting together. It's going to be on Hamilton. All the information is on my Facebook page. You can look me up at Captain Stephen D. Cathy. I'm on Facebook. Pull it up, and it's a nice flyer. We're going to have food and light drinks. But you don't have to drink if you don't want to drink. But we're going to have some comedy and live.
Hold up. We got 30 minutes left. We can talk about this.
Why would you do this?
Coke or Pepsi or orange juice?
Well,
or
you know, adult drinks, adult accommodation.
Adult drinks.
All right. ID required accommodation. Mine on up. So we'll have that, and we'll have a nice food. We'll have nice food.
I know the Sunday morning team is, like, religious and everything, but I know some of y'all don't show up.
Well, and I wish if they could come show up to show some support there. We're going to have live entertainment, and I'm going to do some comedy. I'm going to do some things as well. So just check out my Facebook page, and if you can make it, please come out and have a good time. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank
Absolutely.
You. All right. Look, guys, we won an award. I look on my Facebook page. You'll see from Pastor Bowman at his concert during the concert. They called me up, a couple other people. So the Michael Van Tool Show has an award. I'm going to make sure I'm going to send it to you.
Amen.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Go on there.
Yeah,
so I'm
going to
share that. Because it's not just me. It's the whole team, all of you guys. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys. God bless you. I'll send it to you today.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
God bless everyone.
God bless you all.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
All right. We are. are. We're good. Okay.